For CASM Radio, I am Farm Director Joel Gill. As we continue our broadcasting at the National FFA Convention, this report brought to you by the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, powered by the Soybean Checkoff and Breath Construction and Concrete in Albany. Craig Willenbring joining us from the Painesville area FFA. And we have to start off, he says he listens in the morning, and gosh darn it, Craig, you look happy and healthy. And how do you survive that every day?
I don't know.
Hey, let's talk about yourself and your family. Give us a background on yourself.
Okay, yeah. So we're from Richmond, Minnesota. We live on a dairy farm. We milk 44 brown Swiss cows. There's 9 people in our family, 7 siblings or 7 kids, and then my mom and dad. So, yeah.
So you talk about the farm. Where do you fall in that whole line? Are you on the younger end or one of the older ones?
I'm the second youngest. So, yeah, it's I'm the only one in high school, and then there's my younger brother. He's in middle school, so yep.
So, Craig, as far as FFA, all your family been involved? How did you get your interest in the FFA?
Most of my siblings were in FFA, and I don't know, I guess I just kind of, it was just kind of something that I kind of figured I would do eventually, so yeah, and then, yeah.
Are there certain teams you're participating on or certain avenues with the FFA?
Yeah, I participate on the dairy judging team, yeah. And then a couple weeks ago, we went down to the U of M for an invite, and then in like March, we'll go down to Fargo for regions. So.
Now, I know, Craig, you can't get into all the details with dairy judging, but is it hard? Is it easy? Is it just something that comes with studying? I mean, I'm a little envious that you guys can do that. Talk about the whole judging process.
I don't know. I'm not an expert on it, but it's kind of, if you're good at it, then you can do it. I don't know. But yeah, it can be difficult sometimes, especially if they're like very similar cows in the same class. But yeah, I don't know. You just kind of have to really thoroughly evaluate and figure out.
Talk about this convention. I know we're sitting in Indiana, and we kind of talked a little bit before the interview saying it just seems weird to see a jacket that says California or Utah or Florida on it. It's got to be a unique experience here being a first-timer, right?
Yeah. I mean, I was like, this is the first time I've been out of state, pretty much. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of an eye-opener. You see all these people from around America that are coming to the same place for the same reason. So, yeah, it's interesting and, yeah.
Really neat. Craig Willenbring joining us from the Richmond area and with the Painesville area FFA. Our continued coverage of the 2018 National FFA Convention on CASM Radio. I'm Joel Gill.